I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
When you're at home, what do you see when you look out your front window? Maybe some trees, a mailbox, your neighbor's house across the street. What if you saw this?
In a one-block radius of my house to this day, there's 21 abandoned houses just sitting there.
This woman lives in Detroit's Brightmoor neighborhood, one of the most blighted areas in the city. Not only is blight an eyesore, turns out it's also bad for your health. But State of Opportunity's Jennifer Guerra says there's something that can help.
Bill Hickey moved to Brightmoor 7 years ago, but it almost didn't happen.
You know, when I first came into the neighborhood and saw a lot of the burnt out houses and the open and vacant homes, I felt very much afraid. I felt like this was not the place for me.
Turns out that gut feeling he had, there was something to it. Here to tell us more about it is Allison Aiello. She's an epidemiologist. She says there are a number of studies that show how abandoned buildings and vacant lots can harm your health.
Some of the things include loss of community control over a neighborhood, fear of crime, financial strain.
Aiello herself has done research in this area. She's at the University of North Carolina now, but when she was a professor at the University of Michigan, she studied Detroit neighborhoods. She wanted to know, if you live in a neighborhood like Bill Hickey's with tons of abandoned houses and lots, how does it affect your immune system, specifically the part of your immune system called the thymus?
It's a good barometer of the integrity of your immune system.
A healthy thymus, she says, helps you do things like fight off infections. Here's what she found.
For every 10% increase in the prevalence of abandoned homes, there was a decrease in thymic function that was basically equal to having a thymus that was 1 year older.
In other words, living in a neighborhood like Brightmoor, where a third of the housing stock is abandoned, can age your immune system. But there is a mitigating factor.
Hi, Janine.
Your neighbors. Today, Bill Hickey knows almost everybody in the neighborhood by name, and they sometimes stop by to grab some veggies out of his garden.
Some bush beans and some soybeans, and we have.
But when he moved in 7 years ago, he didn't know anyone. And remember, he was scared. He didn't want to be there. But he and his wife went to work immediately on their garden. It was just an abandoned lot covered with weeds and bricks and pieces of concrete. They were out there every day, clearing and weeding and digging. On the third day, the guys who lived across the street came over to introduce themselves and offered to help. And soon enough, other neighbors stopped by, introduced themselves, and offered to help. And Hickey says that feeling of fear he had started to slip away.
I think what people would find if they came and lived here is that there is just a real sense of community purpose, a real sense of caring for one another. And that's, I don't know what more you can ask.
That sense of community, of knowing and trusting and helping your neighbor, there's a term for that. It's called social cohesion. Allison Aiello's research shows strong social cohesion can help cancel out the negative health effects of abandoned houses.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Terrell. How are you?
6-year-old Terrell Canada lives around the corner from Bill Hickey. He calls him Mr. Bill.
He is my friend, and I love him.
Terrell rides his bike past Hickey's house all the time. Today, he knocked on the door to ask Hickey for a glass of water.
Just a minute, I'll get you a glass, okay?
And an air pump for his bike. He had a flat tire. Hickey was more than happy to help out.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
Once Terrell is on his way and we're back outside in the garden, I ask Hickey.
Do you think that knowing your neighbor and having this sense of community, do you think that affects you physically?
Oh, wow, I've never had anybody ask me that before. I'm 71. I'm still helping with this garden and other things. And, I'd be happy to chalk that up to having good neighbors.
And now there's some research to back that up. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.